Hi, I'm Tim Perino, the Executive Artistic Director for Cincinnati Landmark Productions, and I'm the director for the classic musical Brigadoon, which is to be on stage now through May 22nd at the Covedale Center for the Performing Arts. Brigadoon, honestly, is so romantic and so beautiful, and I am surprised it has not been revived much more recently. When you think about it, this play is set in a town that only comes alive once every 100 years. And the first day of that miracle is 1746. So it's now 2 days later, meaning 200 years later, it's 1946. The world has just experienced this tremendously horrific world war. And as they say in the play, there must be a lot of people who wished they had a brigadoon to be in, to have skipped over all that misery, and to find sort of this place in the Highlands that time has forgotten. So you can imagine why it was so popular in the right after the war. But the story and the feeling of it remains true. I mean, you can look at what happens in the world every day and say, gee, I wish there was this refuge that was so beautiful and so achingly romantic as Brigadoon. And we've got the folks to do it. It is beautiful. It is beautifully sung. We've got for real Highland dancing taught by truly expert Celtic dancers. And the set is panoramic. The costumes are gorgeous. I'm very, very proud and very high on this show. Brigadoon runs at the Covedale Center for the Performing Arts starting April 28th. It runs through May 22nd. We run Thursday nights at 7:30, Friday nights and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, and Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock for 4 weeks. So, for more information about Brigadoon at the Covedale Center for the Performing Arts, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I am reading, once again, Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. I really love this Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. It's set at the American Centennial for a reason. McMurtry talks about how everything he wrote about the West is about it's a requiem for the West and sort of America's innocence. And when better to set that than not just when the West was sort of the turning into civilization, but the fact that the American Centennial and things like, he even references the fact that the Custer battle at Little Bighorn had occurred, and you know the West was becoming non-wild anymore. We were taming it for whatever sins that may have been or benefits that may have incurred. America would never be the same, and that's on purpose. I mean, he's writing about not just the West, which, by the way, I really like to read about the West, but about America and sort of, you know, when the innocence was lost. Fantastic book. Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry.
It was the single greatest maritime disaster in history, deadlier than the Titanic and Lusitania combined, and you've probably never heard of it. Ruta Sepetys based her new novel on that little-known corner of history, and you'll hear all about it when she talks about Salt to the Sea, just ahead on the Book Club at 91.7.